A news via remote, I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's turn to address the U.N. General Assembly comes today with pre-recorded remarks that he says include a strong message on China. Julie Walker has this report from Associated Press.
President Trump is addressing the U.N. General Assembly today in a pre-recorded speech because the annual gathering of world leaders is being held virtually due to the pandemic. The White House has not previewed his speech, but yesterday the president told reporters he'd have a strong message for China, where the first cases of COVID-19 were reported. Trump is not popular at the United Nations, and his speech this year comes at a time when UN members are pushing back against Washington. On Monday, Trump declared that all UN sanctions against Iran have been reimposed, a move that most of the rest of the world rejects as illegal. Other leaders on the agenda for opening day include the Chinese, Russian, and Iranian presidents. I'm Julie Walker.
The president has coupled his coronavirus complaints against China with those targeting the World Health Organization. He's cut funding to the UN agency while accusing it of being too close to China and saying neither did enough to curtail the outbreak in its early days. An explosion has rocked a Hezbollah stronghold in southern Lebanon, according to news reports. Gray smoke was spotted billowing over the village of Ain Kana, which is near the port of Sidon. A Hezbollah official confirmed reports of the explosion with the Associated Press, but declined to offer details. The number of casualties, if any, could not be confirmed. News agencies report the blast happened in an arms depot for Hezbollah. Mexico surpassed 700,000 confirmed coronavirus cases on Monday, even as health authorities cited what they described as nearly 2 months of slowing infection rates. This is VOA News. The White House is urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the awaited coronavirus vaccines as safe and effective. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
On a call with the nation's governors, Vice President Mike Pence urged they use their bully pulpits to help reassure the public that vaccines will be safe after a quick but rigorous vetting by the Food and Drug Administration. Pence says his request is non-political, acknowledging the tension of this election season, but vowing no corners will be cut to approve a vaccine. In the private call obtained by the Associated Press, the vice president says the administration doesn't want people undermining confidence in the process. Meanwhile, Connecticut's Democratic governor has created a scientific advisory panel in his state to validate the safety of any vaccines that are released. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned Britons they should not expect to return to a normal social or work life for at least 6 months, as he announced new restrictions he hopes will suppress a surge in coronavirus cases.
We are once again asking office workers who can work from home to do so. In key public services and in all professions where home working is not possible, such as construction or retail, people should continue to attend their workplaces.
And he even went so far as to limit the number of guests at a wedding to only 15. The Republican majority in the Senate is pushing for a quick vote on a replacement for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump wants a vote by Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will get it.
We're going to vote on this nomination. On this floor.
McConnell brought up why there was no vote in 2016 after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
President Obama was asking Senate Republicans for an unusual favor.
McConnell says the president now has the majority party in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's
an exercise in raw political power.
Schumer says this could have a long-lasting impact.
If a Senate majority over the course of 6 years steals two Supreme Court seats, using completely contradictory rationales, how could we expect to trust the other side again?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russia said Tuesday will develop military cooperation with Tehran after United Nations arms embargo on Iran expires next month. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told the Interfax news agency that new opportunities will emerge in our cooperation with Iran after the special regime imposed by UN Security Council Resolution 2231 expires. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.
And more.